250 years of American church history has ingrained congregationalism and independency and all sorts of things. So. I guess just to kind of meld into what you said, I was positively impressed with the order at camp.
Yeah.
Chapel services were worship services. They could be what you do in your home church.
Almost.
Campfire things, it's more fun. It was giggling and stuff, but then they would throw in teaching and worship too. But the consistency of teaching you from youngest ages for camp on up was prayer, doxology, worship, confession, and teaching the word. Michelle looked at me a couple times. I didn't get the mushy here, but it was just going there.
Yeah, I think there's a desire to use that time. I get some fun camp songs and stuff like that, and nobody's against fun, but to use the time there to hopefully continue to train the kids that have come to camp in proper worship. Yeah. And for some, to kind of introduce them to that.
Yeah.
We do draw kids from... Lennox, actually, I don't know how true it is now, but I know in recent history, they draw a lot of just neighborhood kids to their Wednesday night programs. So they, and a lot of those kids don't come to camp. And so I think the guy who's pastor there now wants to leverage that opportunity. It's like, you volunteered to be here. You use the opportunity to expose you to things you might not be exposed to if you don't go to church, or you go to a church that doesn't practice these things.
You're not tailoring your work to those who are coming. Mm-hmm. You are teaching those who are coming what you did.
The verse that comes to mind is, the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent. Keep silent. Like, it's not about you or what you think or anything like that. Let all the earth, no matter who you are, let it keep silent.
You've probably been, let's not just complain about other churches. But we can say it's good that you guys probably all also visited churches where the congregation obviously has an established practice of, you can mill around in the narthex and have your coffee and talk to each other and stuff like that. But if you come into the sanctuary, then this is quiet before the Lord and be readying yourself for worship. So you enter into the sanctuary even 10, 15 minutes before the worship service is going to start. And there's, people in the pews just here and there. And it is just dead quiet. And they may be reading scripture, they may be praying, meditating on biblical truth. And I wouldn't want to say that's the one right way to do it.
No.
But I definitely respect the congregation that has developed such a practice of taking the space of the sanctuary seriously and being quiet before the Lord.
Or even figuratively, being quiet in the sense that you're not expressing yourself.
Right.
Or something like that. You're not expressing your opinion or your desire.
Right. Which helps with other things that we run into in worship where people don't want to sing praise because I'm not feeling very, really, I feel more like complaining to the Lord.
Sure.
Okay, this isn't about how we feel. This is about what the Lord requires of us.
Right.
And right now, He's requiring that we praise Him. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. Here. It's not. Father, thank you again for this time. And will you profit us by it? In Christ's name.